ओम अज्ञानिबिनंदस्य ज्ञानांजलाशलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओके सो मध्यलीला सेकंड चैप्टर 85 वर्स। यदि केह है न काया ग्रंथ का माया, इतरे जाने नारी दे भुजिते, प्रभु रे आचरण से करी वर्णना, सर्वचित्त नारी आराधिते। यदि इफ कहे से ग्रंथ दिस बुक कैला इज मेड श्लोक माया विद वेरियस संस्कृत वर्सेस इतर ऑर्डिनरी जन पर्सन नारी दे भुजिते विल नॉट बी एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड ये वॉट एवर आचरण एक्टिविटीज से दैट करी आई डू Varnana, description, Sarvachitta, all hearts, Nari, I am unable, Aradite. If one says that the Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of Sanskrit verses and therefore not understandable by a common man, I reply that what I have described are the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that for me to satisfy everyone is not possible. Srila Krishna, Kaviraj Goswami, and one who the footsteps do not have to cater to the public. Their business is simply to satisfy the previous acharyas and describe the pastimes of the Lord. One who is able to understand can relish this exalted transcendental literature. It is actually not meant for ordinary persons like scholars and literary men. Generally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes recorded in the Chaitanya Charitamrita are studied in university and scholastic circles from a literary and historical point of view. But actually, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is not a subject matter for research work or literary scholars. It is simply meant for those devotees who have dedicated their lives to the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is meant for the devotees to relish and to also for the subject matter to be realized and revealed requires a lot of devotion. So it cannot be approached from a scholastic point of view. Okay, next Matari.
86 सहज वस्तु करी विवरण यदि हय रोग देश तहन हय अवेश सहज वस्तु न याया लेखाना नहीं देर इज नॉट कहान एनीवेयर स विरोध अपोजिंग एलिमेंट्स नहीं देर इज नॉट कहान एनीवेयर अनुरोध एक्सेप्टेंस ऑफ समवन्स ओपिनियन सहज सिंपल वस्तु सब्सटेंस खरी आई डू विवरण डिस्क्रिप्शन यदि इफ आया देर इज राग उद्देश समवन्स अट्रैक्शन और ऑब्स्ट्रक्शंस तहन देर आई बिकमिंग आवेश इन्वॉल्व सहज सिंपल वस्तु सब्सटेंस ना या इज नॉट पॉसिबल लिखना द राइटिंग इन दिस चैतन्य चरितामृत देयर इज नो कॉन्ट्रडिक्टरी कंक्लूजन नॉर इज एनी वन एल्स ओपिनियन एक्सेप्टेड आई हैव रिटन दिस बुक टू डिस्क्राइब द सिंपल सब्सटेंस एज आई हैव हर्ड इट फ्रॉम सुपीरियर्स इफ आई बिकम इन्वॉल्व इन समवन्स लाइक्स एंड डिसलाइक्स आई कैन नॉट पॉसिबली राइट द सिंपल simple truth. Perfect. The simplest thing for human beings is to follow their predictors. Judgment according to mundane senses is a very easy process. Whatever is awakened by attachment to one's predictors is the way of devotional service as indicated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The author says, however, that he cannot consider the opinions of others, of those who become attracted or repelled by such things. Because one cannot write impartially in that way. In other words, the author is stating that he did not inject personal opinion in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has simply described his spontaneous understanding from superiors. If he had been carried away by someone's likes and dislikes, he could not have written of such sublime subject matter in such an easy way. The actual facts are understandable to real devotees. When these facts are recorded, they are very congenial to the devotees, but one who is not a devotee cannot understand. Such is the subject matter for realization. Mundane scholarship and its concomitant attachments and detachments cannot arouse spontaneous love of Godhead. Such love cannot be described by a mundane scholar.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, sometimes we experience different opinions and we try to change certain things, like when we try to, so we hear a lot of different opinions, right? So sometimes if we will try to adjust the teachings according to temporary circumstance, but it should be very carefully, like the way Prabhupada did. He did not compromise on the Siddhant. Details he was able to adjust according to temporary circumstance. So here also we cannot, whatever we hear from senior devotees, that we have to repeat. And other people, other person may like it or not like it, but we cannot adjust the basic underlying principle of Siddhant for them. So it's very important actually, because many times we experience this when we are preaching, when we associate with different types of people in the mode of material nature, they have different conception about God. And sometimes there is an argument also, because they are not able to accept what we expect to share with them. They are always trying to convey that whatever they have heard from their seniors, obviously they are not in parampara, but whatever they hear or whatever they see in the television, that idea, conception they impose. But somehow, because they don't have Shastra background, so that is the reason they are not able to defend themselves. But still, it is very difficult sometimes to convey the real thing. And that is the reason Krishna consciousness, like Prabhupada said, that it's not so easy to purchase Krishna consciousness or to implement or practice, because Krishna consciousness is like, it's like, and people who can afford to buy a mental connection to you. So those who are looking for brass, metal, and other type of materials, cheap materials, they obviously cannot purchase Krishna consciousness. So that is the reason Christianity is the number one religion in the world, followed by the Muslim, you know, religion, Mohammedan religion, you know, that is number two. So for a simple reason that they are able to adjust many things, and they allow many things, which is not allowed, not mentioned in the Vedic scriptures. That is the reason people are unable to accept it. Now, philosophically, actually, we see that many people, they are able to relate with our philosophy. They can accept the logic also of the philosophy. But because there are strict rules and regulations, that is the reason most of the people stay away from it. So, gradually, we have to... I mean, Prabhupada said that purity is actually the force for a preacher. And purity is also required for the student to accept it. So, purity in the sense that the desire and the intention has to be pure, which means that it should be free from any material motive. Then only the transmission of knowledge can take place. So, we don't expect that many people will join our movement immediately. But as Satya Mahaprabhu predicted, that later over a period of time, in the span of 10,000 years, this movement will reach, or the holiness will reach every nook and corner of the world. So hopefully with time, and I think there is a lot of success also of ISKCON in terms of outreach and preaching. Because if you look at the time of Prabhupada and if you look now, then the expansion is growing rapidly. It's happening rapidly. So many, especially in India, there's so many people who are joining at a rapid pace compared to Western countries. So we can see the result also, that whatever Mahaprabhu said is coming to be true. Now these Indians, because they have taken Krishna consciousness, then and because Indians are strict compared to the Westerners in terms of following the rules and regulations, so they can actually go to the Western countries and they can also preach, they can also train others, they can also make devotees there. But then is that Western devotees, in the previous life, the past life, they were devotees of Krishna. I mean, I just said one letter where Prabhupada says that you are all sent by my Guru Maharaj and you are all Brahmanas in the previous life. So you have been sent by my order by my Guru Maharaj to assist me. That's why you have taken birth and you are assisting me. So this is the thing. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, you have any question or comment?
No.
Okay. Yeah. See, that is the reason Islam and Christianity, they are the most widespread religion throughout the world. Because the process is not so difficult. They are killing animals, they are eating meat, and they also have more than one wife, and they have so many children. So whatever basic things that human being is looking for in terms of material sense gratification, that is allowed by their religion. That is the reason, obviously, you can find huge numbers. Whereas Vedic scriptures, it is actually not encouraging that. It is trying to restrict a human being's tendency to enjoy in the material world. So that is the reason we find very less people. Okay. Next. Yeva nahi bhuje keha sunite sunite seha ki adbhuta chitana charita Krishna upajive priti tanfe rasera riti sunayale bala haya hita. Yeva, whoever nahi does not bhuje understand someone sunita sunita hearing and hearing seha hai ki what adbhuta wonderful chaitana charita astanga va chaitana of Krishna unto Krishna upajive will develop priti love, then he will understand Sera of transcendental mellows, Riti, the ways, simply by hearing. Bada great, haya, there is hit benefit. If one does not stand in the beginning, but continues to hear again and again, the wonderful effects of Lord Chaitanya pastimes will bring love for Krishna. Gradually, one will come to understand the loving affairs between Krishna and the gopis and the other associates of Vrindavan. Everyone is advised to continue to hear over and over again in order to greatly benefit. Very, very important. And keywords of Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is also similar verse in Chaitanya Bhagavata also, where it is mentioned that even if someone is not qualified, but if with faith they hear the message of Vrindavan Das Thakur, the entire Chaitanya Bhagavata, completely with faith and with that kind of sincerity, then one will attain the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So, because you know that there is no qualification required for anything connected to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Complete mercy. So here also the similar footsteps, it is mentioned. One does not understand in the beginning, but continues to hear again and again, the wonderful effects of Lord Mahaprabhu's pastime will be composed. And obviously, this is very true that we think that we are probably trying to understand the pastimes and glories of Radha and Krishna's Leela or Krishna's pastime with the gopis. But actually, the reality is that the more we realize and understand that we should delve into the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, we should enter into the pastimes of Lord Gauranga, then only all these higher tattvas, higher Leelas will be revealed to us. And we not only just see revelation is a different thing, but to experience the ecstasy and taste, that kind of taste and greed, that, you know, it will only come when we try to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and glorify his activities His quality is past time and undergone. Because Mahaprabhu, it's only through Mahaprabhu that he can feel and Radha and Krishna. And like, you know, who is that? Is that Lochandas Thakur or probably Narottam Das Thakur? He says, Nita Vipar Radha Krishna Paitanai. I think Narottam Das Thakur's Prapna song. He says that without the Matsya Nityananda, Radha Krishna cannot be attained. And then obviously, Nitya's mercy follows, then we get the mercy of Mahaprabhu, and through Mahaprabhu's mercy, we actually can enter into Radha Krishna's leelas, tattva, and qualities, and all these things. So, and obviously, the type of appreciation, the type of ecstasy that we get by entering the Radha Krishna leela through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is definitely very unique, and it is extremely rewarding also compared to trying to enter the leela of Radha and Krishna without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leela. Plus, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur also mentions very clearly that to the degree we cultivate attachment and love for Mahaprabhu, to that degree only the love of Radha will overflood our heart. And he also says that if we stick to the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then lead to worshiping Radha and Krishna. Automatically, we attain Radha and Krishna also. So yeah, very, very important. So we will be able to understand gradually the loving affairs of Krishna and the gopis. Just by assisting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just by hearing him, hearing his pastimes, just by following the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the goal of Radha Krishna is automatically attained. There is no need to separately keep that kind of relationship. Okay, any question or comment? Next. Bhagavata Slokamaya Tikka Tara Samsudhaya Tavu Kaiche Bhujet Vibhuna Iha Sloka Dhuvichari Tara Vyakya Ashakari Kemna Bhujine Sarva Jana. Bhagavata Srimad Bhagavatam Shlokmai, full of Sanskrit verses, Tikka, commentaries, Tara of that Samskrita, Sanskrit language, Haya, there are Tabu, still, Kaiche, how they understand Tribhuvana, the whole world, Ihan, in this Shloka verses, Duichari, a few, Tara of them, Vakya, explanation, Vahasa, in simple language, Kari, I do, Kena, why, not, in reply to those critics who say that Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of Sanskrit verses, it can be said that Srimad Bhagavatam is also full of Sanskrit verses, as are the commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. Nonetheless, Srimad Bhagavatam can be understood by everyone as well as by advanced devotees who study the Sanskrit commentaries. Why then will people not understand the Chaitanya Charitamrita? There are only a few Sanskrit verses, and this have been explained in the Bengali vernacular. What is the difficulty in understanding? Next. Sheshalila Sutra Gana Kailu Kichu Vivarana Iha Vistarite Chitahaya Take Yadi Ayu Shesha Vistariva Lila Shesha Yadi Mahaprabhura Kripahaya. Sheshalila of the pastimes at the end, Sutra Gana, the synopsis, Kailun Ayadan Kichu Sam Vivaran, description, Yan, here. Vistarite, to expand more and more, Chittaya, there is a desire, Take, remains, Yadi, if, Ayushesha, the end of life, Stariva, I should describe, Leela, pastime, Shesha, at the end, Yadi, if, Mahaprabhu, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kripa, Mercy, there is. I have already given a synopsis of all the facts and figures of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's last pastimes, and I have a desire to describe them elaborately. If I remain longer and fortunate enough to receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I shall try to describe them again more elaborately. Ami Vidya Jaratura Likite Kanpaya Kara Mane Kichu Smarana Nahaya Na Dekhiye Nayane Na Suniye Shavane Tabu Likhiye Bada Vishmaya. Ami, I with the old man, Jara Atur Atura, disturbed by invalidity, Likite to write Ka Kampaya trembles, Kara, the hand, Mane in the mind, Kichun, any, Swarana, remembrance, na haya is not not be here. I cannot see man by the eyes, na suniya not hear. So he's writing this Bada Vishmaya, a great wonder. I have now become too old and disturbed by invalidity. While I write, my hands tremble. I cannot remember anything, nor can I see or hear properly. Still I write, and this is a great wonder. Ayanta lila sara, sutra madhya vistara, kari kichu karilu varnana, ya madhya mariyabe, varnite na paritabe, e lila bhaktagana dhana. Ayanta lila sara, the essence of the Antalila, Lord Chaitanya Upasana at the end, Sutra Madhya in the form of synopsis, Vistara, expansion, Kari doing, Kichu something, Karilon Varnana have described, Ya Madhya in the meantime, Mari I die, Ya Be when, Varnita to describe, Na Pari, not able, Tabe then, Eta, this, times, Bhakta Ganagana, the pressure of the devotees. In this chapter, I have to some extent describe the essence of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya at the end. If I die in the meantime and cannot describe them in detail, at least the devotees will have this transcendental treasure. Sankshep e sutra kaila yaha na likhila aage kaha kariva vistara. यदि तात बिना जिए महाप्रभु रा कृपा है इच्छा भरी करीब विचार संक्षेप इन ब्रीफ ए सूत्र दीज नोट्स कहला है आई मेड ये व्हाटएवर ईरान इन दिस ना लिखला आई कुड नॉट राइट ये आगे इन द फ्यूचर ताहा दैट करीब आई शैल मेक अ विस्तार एक्सपेंशन यदि इफ तत So many Dina days, Jiye, I live, Mahaprabhura, Vakshi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kripa, the mercy. There is Icha Bari satisfying the desire, Kariva, I shall do, Vichara, consideration. In this chapter, I have briefly described the Antalila. Whatever I have not described, I shall describe extensively in the future. If by Mahaprabhu's mercy, I live for many days, that I can fulfill my desires, I will give full consideration to these pastimes. छोटा बड़ा भक्तगणा वंदोन सबारत श्री चरणा सबे मोर करा संतोष स्वरूप गोसानी मत रूप जाने यत काई लिखी नहीं मोर दोष छोटा स्मॉल ग्रेट भक्तगणा डिवोटीज वंदन वर्शिप सबारा ऑल ऑफ देम श्री चरण द लोटस फीट सबे ऑल ऑफ यू मोरे अंटू मी करा प्लीज टू संतोष Satisfaction, Swarupa Goswanayam, Mata, the view of Sarupdandar Goswami, Rup Raghunath, Rupanda Gunath, Jane, no, Yata, all, I, that, Vicky writing, Nahi, there is not, Mora, my dosha fault. I worship here with the lotus feet of all kind of devotees, both advanced and neophyte. I request all of them to be satisfied with me. I am faultless because I have written herein whatever. From Damodar Goswami and Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswamis. I neither added nor subtracted from their version. According to Bhakti Siddhanta Sarvati Thakur, there are three kinds of devotees known as Bhajana, experts in devotional service, Bhajana Sila, devotees engaged in devotional service, and Krishna Name Dikshita, Krishna Namakari, initially devotees engaged in chanting. The author of Sri Katantaram begs the mercy of all these devotees and asks them to be pleased with them. He says, the neophyte devotees, the devotees who are very expert in arguing, though they have no sense of advanced devotional service, who think themselves very advanced, they imitate some smart brahmana. Let such devotees not be displeased with me, thinking that I have committed errors in this regard. I beg their pardon with great humility, but I am submitting that I personally have no desire to add or subtract anything. I have only written what I have heard in the difficult section because I am dedicated to the lotus feet of previous acharyas like Swami Damodar, Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami. I have only written what I have learned from them. Yeah, so Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is expressing his humility. and he's also seeking the mercy of all kinds of devotees. So, yeah, it is true that ultimately, whether it is Kanishta, Madhyama, or Uttama, devotees are all devotees. And obviously, with time, they will become Madhyama and Uttama. It is just that because of their aparads or because of some kind of previous conditionings, it is they are not able to overcome the obstacles and they are not able to advance immediately. But with time, they will all come to the stage of Uttama. So in that sense, all devotees actually are very important and they are all equal. So it is like again Achinta Bhedabhed, that they are equal, all devotees are equal, but they are also different in terms of their caliber. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is expressing his humility and he is trying to his point that all the devotees are fine. Ultimately, they are all equal because they are connected to Krishna. So they should be seen equally in that sense. And then they are all well worshipable and they are all their value is extremely high compared to non-devotees. So non-devotees might have excellent characteristics or qualities, but because they are not connected to Krishna and they are not worshipping Krishna, so it is like a decoration of a dead body and decorating a body with ornaments, dead body with ornaments. So here, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, and right from the beginning also, he has adopted this mode that he is offering obeisances to all kinds of devotees. He is not discriminating. So it's a sign of Uttama Adhikari. So here, in this regard, I wanted to share something very interesting.
Prabhuji, who is he? He is actually begging pardon, right? So who exactly is begging pardon from?
Begging what?
He's begging for forgiveness, right? So who exactly is for whom is he begging?
Because first of all, he is thinking himself as worm in the stool. So he thinking himself the most fallen, and that is the reason he is in his humility, in his he's just feeling that devotees should not blame him, because if by mistake he committed some error or he made some mistake, then devotees should forgive him. They should overlook. And in this particular instance, he is thinking that he is actually fallen than all these others. So he is expressing his humility of the highest level, which is a Uttama Adhikari, that he is seeing everyone as more advanced than himself. So that is the reason he is actually begging for and for their mercy and for their forgiveness, or you can say, because so, many times we also get this feeling. Sometimes, we feel that we are not, although we think that we are probably advanced in spiritual life, but sometimes because of certain parts or certain qualities that we have, sometimes it makes us feel that actually we are not even devotees. And non-devotees are better than us because at least they are not making a show of devotion like us. Because we are trying to show off that we are advanced in spiritual life, although we are not on that stage. But at least the non-devotees, they are not accepting it right now. And that's why they are not making me show. And also they are all actually serving the Lord also indirectly. Because they are serving the material energy. So that is the reason they are also serving to some degree. So sometimes we feel, we have this kind of feeling that non-devotees are better than me also. Many times our pride is smashed by the Lord, or we feel guilty about our anarthas or some specific qualities that we have, like anger, lust, greed, pride, envy. As devotees also we have envy. And that will make us completely humble many times, that even though we are practicing since a long time, but still we are not able to get rid of this ego, envy, and all these things. So then what is the use of being a devotee also. Like we are much fallen than a non-devotee. To our level, we can relate with these kind of emotions and sentiments that we go across. So then we can just imagine that what will be the emotion of Uttama Adhikari, the highest level of humility. So our realization is honesty. We know that actually we are truly fallen. But when they are thinking that they are really fallen, they are actually at the highest level of humility, expressing the highest level of humility. And we are at our condition stage, unless we are reaching higher stages of devotion, we are exhibiting our honesty. So unless and until we cross the state of anatta nivritti and go to nishtha ruchi asakti, then we can say that, okay, humility is actually developing. But before anatta nivritti, it is more of honesty that we have. So in this condition also, we feel many times that we are not even devotees. Then obviously what to speak of. And then in that kind of feeling, we start thinking that, okay, we have probably hurt some non-devotees also. Or we have made some mistake, or we have not dealt with someone properly. So then we start repenting about it, and then we also think that, okay, this particular person, this jiva, should forgive us, even though they are not devotees also. But we also feel like that many times. And then we start feeling that we should be careful dealing with them. Right? So in that way also, in the condition stage, we can get this similar type of feeling. So then obviously what to speak of someone who is Uttama Adhikari.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So like, you know, in the beginning itself, he says that worm in the stool, and everyone is fit to I'm the lowest. All these this expression which Krishna Swaraj Goswami is exhibiting, it's all the sign of humility. That is because of his intense prema for the Lord and the ability to see Krishna in every living entity. And see, when we are seeing the material world, we are seeing it separate from the Lord. But when they see the material world, they see everything is connected to the Lord. That is the difference. That's why they are able to immediately connect a jiva with the Lord. But we do not. Madhyama Adhikari discriminates. Madhyama Adhikari will actually discriminate that, oh, here is a devotee, here is a non-devotee. And so we should not associate with such people, and we should try to give them obviously mercy, but we should associate with devotees only. Okay, so does this make sense, Madhavi?
Yes, Dr. Thank you.
Okay, so I was going to share something very interesting about this purport. I heard something very interesting by Radhesham Prabhu. He mentioned this point recently. And then when I was reading Bhagavatam also, that time I indeed found an evidence for what he was saying. So, see, Radhesham Prabhu was, he was giving Vyas Puja lekture of Radha Nath Maharaj, and he mentioned one very, very important point. He gave example of a devotee who was, who is actually serving Srila Prabhupada very nicely, and he is doing a lot of services for Prabhupada. So one time he was supposed to drive Maharaj to one place from the airport. And so that particular day Maharaj went into his car, and then Maharaj was extremely happy with him, was pleased. So he was talking with him also very nicely, gently, and glorifying also. Then after one or two days, he was supposed to drop Maharaj back to the airport because Maharaj had to leave. So then when the second time Maharaj went with him, Maharaj was completely quiet. He was not even entertaining him so much. He was not like looking at him, and he was not he was not expressing any gestures also. So this devotee felt, a bit disappointed that why is Maharaj not talking to me today? That day was so happy and he was giving so much mercy, but today he's just kind of neglecting me. So then at the end, you know, he spoke with Maharaj, he asked him, and Maharaj said, actually, sorry, he did not speak to Maharaj, but Maharaj already left. Next day, then he went and somehow he shared his thoughts with one senior devotee. And that devotee told him that actually Maharaj, the next, you know, the day when he picked up Maharaj from the airport, the next day Maharaj went to the temple president or the local authority and he inquired from him about him, that what, you know, like, is this devotee cooperating? Is he, you know, submissive to the temple authorities, management? How do you find this devotee? You were asking this authority. He's the temple president. So you were asking, Maharaj was asking to him. And he replied, you know, he said that actually Maharaj, you know, he's doing wonderful service for Prabhupada. And, you know, he's doing that, different kind of services. So personally, you might be very pleased with him. You may be pleased with him, but somehow I'm not very satisfied with his behavior, because whenever I say yes, he says no. And somehow he's not cooperating properly with the authorities. And so Maharaj, obviously, he understood what he's trying to say. That's the reason his entire mood was completely opposite on the next day. And so he did not give any encouragement or any importance to the devotee. And so the devotee actually realized that this is the reason why actually Maharaj neglected him. So, okay, and then so he was sharing this with one senior devotee, and the devotee also told him that there is something called right beyond right. So you may be right, you know, in certain areas. You are completely right by serving Prabhupada and doing different types of services for Prabhupada or for Guru Maharaj. But there is right beyond right, which means that higher principle is that you have to also cooperate and submit to the authorities. And so Radhishyam Prabhu was making this point that even though the authorities, they might have some anarkas faults, they might be conditioned also, but because they are connected to the GBC, they are connected to the Guru also. See, here, because the temple president is also connected to Raghunath Maharaj. Okay. And so he's actually, you can say that he's a representative of Maharaj to one degree. So it is like, if you want to please Maharaj, you please him completely. You don't have to just choose which form of Maharaj, which form, in which particular representative I will please him. So if you want to please him, you please him completely. So what he did, you know, he was trying to cross over the authority and he was trying to satisfy or please Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. And obviously, as we know, that Maharaj has emphasized this number of times, unlimited number of times, that become the servant of the servant of servant. So you cannot skip over, you cannot surpass authorities, and you cannot try to please me. So this is the lesson that actually, you know, so Radhishyam Prabhu was saying that because this devotee, although the authority may have some conditioning or they have some anarkas, but just because they are connected to Guru Maharaj or the temple GBC, so that also means that we have to please the authorities. Then it is a complete form of surrender. So it was a very, very important point, because many times as devotees also, we have this tendency that we want to do things according to our own convenience, standard, according to our own intelligence, conception, and we might probably not agree with the temple authorities or the authorities who are with us. But the higher principle is that we have to somehow adjust and surrender our limited intelligence. Okay, and that is actually going to be pleasing to the entire parampara, because they are representatives of parampara. So in that sense, it is also necessary to please them. So we understand this from practical example, this example that Ramachandra gave, that it is very important to understand from practical point of view. But theoretically also, we have evidence in Shastra. So I'm just like reading about Prithu Maharaj, which you described in the fourth canto. And as we know that, you know, Prithu Maharaj was performing sacrifices. And so at the 100th sacrifice, Indra was not willing to, like Indra was creating obstacles for Prithu Maharaj, because he already had he had performed 99 sacrifices, but the last one was remaining. And so during this sacrifice, Indra came and he stole the horse a couple of times. And every time he was saved, because he used to disguise himself as a sannyasi with the sannyas robes and all. So then the son of Prithu Maharaj, although he wanted to kill Indra, but because he was disguised every time in the form of a brahmana or a sannyasi, he left him and he gave him chance. So again, this happened for the third time. And that time, as soon as Prithu Maharaj himself was about to kill him, Brahma appeared. And then Brahma started preaching to Prithu Maharaj. And now who is Prithu Maharaj? Prithu Maharaj is not different from Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he is the Satyavish avatar of the Lord. Right? So Brahma was actually trying to preach to Prithu Maharaj that you cannot kill Indra. And you can, I mean, what was happening is the Brahmanas were going to chant some mantras and they wanted to kill Indra. And so Brahma appeared and told the Brahmanas that it's not possible for you all to kill him, because he's like, he's also the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As the King of Heaven, he's also representing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So although he might have faults, he might have some anarthas, but still, because he is a representative of the Lord, so he should be given protection and he should be given shelter. So then finally, Brahma convinced Prithu Maharaj, and then Prithu Maharaj embraced Indra, and then together they performed the yajna. And obviously we know that a part of yajna is also to please Indra, because in the sacrifice, there are demigods to be pleased, and Indra is the head of all the demigods. So he also has to be pleased. Now obviously one can say that we can directly, you know, if we worship Vishnu and the yajna is done for the satisfaction of Vishnu, so if we are pleasing Vishnu, then what is the need of pleasing Indra and other demigods? But considering Indra to be part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and because the Supreme Lord desires that he should be approved through his servants, so in that regards, the worship of Indra and the requirement to please Indra is also necessary. Right? So that is the reason. Finally, Prithu Maharaj understood, he got convinced, and then he embraced Indra, they performed the yajna, and then Vishnu appeared personally. And then Vishnu also preached the same message as Lord Brahma to Prithu Maharaj, that, you know, you have to forgive Indra and, you know, you should be compassionate, and Indra is my representative. So now see, what is the lesson learned from this? Lesson learned is that Indra, let's compare this Indra with the devotee. With the authority, with the local authority. Okay, let's say if the local authority, they have some anartha, they have some conditioning. And so similarly, Indra also has conditioning, right? Or you can say that Indra has conditioning, so the local authority is also like that. He's also representative of the GBC or the guru. So, you know, so his position is like that of Indra. Whereas King Prithu Maharaj's position is, you know, he is someone who is going to do justice, okay, or who is going to give the result, the reaction. And so what happens is sometimes, even though we may be pure, but we might become judgmental for someone. And then because of that, our guru will appear. So guru can, here, you know, the guru can be compared to Brahma or Vishnu. But they came and they preached, and they actually made Prithu Maharaj understand that he should not be judgmental. He is also my part and parcel. Right? So this analogy is very useful, and actually it kind of confirmed what Ravishankar Prabhu also said, that, you know, and it makes sense. It makes perfect sense, because see, this is what it is called as parampara, or you can say that even a devotee, they have a tendency to worship only the Diksha Guru or follow the Diksha Guru only. and the Shiksha Gurus who are helping them, they many times they neglect their instructions or they neglect them as ordinary devotees. But actually that should not happen. So they may neglect the temple authority sometimes, they may neglect the Shiksha Gurus also sometimes, and they may neglect the GBC also sometimes. But this is not the right way. So when we have a system and a parampara and an organization, we have to also consider the various authorities in that system and organization. We have to please them also, the representatives. So see, one thing very striking and important from this lesson is that devotee, that temple president, he was telling Maharaj that you might be personally be pleased with him. Okay, but somehow I am not so happy. So now see, here it is a very interesting point that a guru he might be personally be pleased with the disciple. Okay, till the point of time the guru actually does not know that the disciple is not cooperating properly. So the guru might be, see, here also one point comes out is that the guru is not knowing, like, because sometimes devotees think that the guru is all-knowing, but obviously the guru is not all-knowing. When the information is provided to him, then the guru can also change his mood, mercy. He can change that. So here we can see that initially Maharaj was happy, but then later when he heard that he is not cooperating with the authority, then he became a big stone. You know, he was not happy about it. So he became grave and he became very serious. And he was displeased. So that's why the next day he did not talk to that devotee. Right? So here we can see that the guru may be personally pleased also with the disciple. But if the authority is not pleased, then that is also incomplete surrender to the guru. It is just till the moment the guru will know that the devotee has not pleased the authority. Till that time the guru might be happy. But the moment the guru will actually understand that this disciple is not pleasing the authorities, then that will not please the guru also. And so whether we talk of authority or whether we talk of Shiksha Guru or whether we talk of any other representative of the guru, they have to be satisfied and should make sure that they are happy and then they are satisfied with what we do. At least, see, we don't create problems for them. That is the minimum standard that we should follow. And then obviously, if you want to please them, you know, that's the highest standard. But at least in the worst case, we should not displease them or we should not create obstacles for them. We should not create some kind of problem for them. That much standard at least we should follow. Okay, even if we are not directly in touch with authorities, or at least we should not concern them, bother them with certain things. We should, they should be okay. They should be satisfied with our whatever we are doing. So this is a very important lesson that we learn from this particular incident of Radhanath Maharaj and that disciple, the authority, and the evidence that actually I come across in the Shastra also. That because we always think that only a pure representative of Krishna is, that we have to please that devotee only. But it is not true. In our organization and in our parampara, there may be situations like this, and so we have to accordingly use our intelligence, take guidance, and then we do things. So does this make sense?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so here, see, the reason why I just shared is, I just saw it recently, and also it is kind of fitting in this context. Because here Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, see, from this angle also you can relate why Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is also praying and seeking the mercy of the neophyte devotees. Because the devotee will feel that they are not neophyte. Even though they might have conditionings, but over a period of time they will advance. Plus, they are also seeing them as the representative of the Lord. See, in the Shastra it is mentioned that every devotee is actually representative of Krishna. And that is why every devotee is also like a guru. Okay, so now obviously again this is a Achintya Bhedavet concept that yeah, so they are gurus because all devotees are gurus because they are all representing Krishna. At the same time, they are not guru because you don't follow certain devotees' example. You only follow the example of more advanced devotees. Okay, but certain each and every devotee will have certain qualities that you can also imbibe, certain good qualities which you might be lacking. And those qualities you can imbibe. That is the reason they see with equal vision. Okay, so it is very important that we have to satisfy and please the authorities also. And as I say many times that this guru concept is actually not just limited to one Diksha Guru. You know, it is a holistic concept. We have to, otherwise people, devotees are very narrow-minded. If they think that only the Diksha Guru is the object of worship, then they have a very narrow-minded approach. And they obviously commit offenses of it because they have not understood what the meaning of Guru is. Because whoever provides knowledge, whoever is teaching, instructing for a prolonged period of time, they are all gurus in one sense. They are all representatives of the Supreme Lord. Okay, so any questions or comment?
Prabhuji, can you give the text number, the fourth canto?
Sorry?
Can you give that Shastric evidence? Which text number is that, Prabhuji? Fourth canto.
Can you speak louder, Madhuri? I'm not able to hear clearly.
Which text is that, Prabhuji? Prithu Maharaj's fourth canto. Can you give the text number?
Oh, okay, okay. Achha, you are asking about the Prithu Maharaj and Indra. Okay, one second. See, there is not a particular text for it because it's a conversation. It's a chapter. So you have to go through the entire chapter. But I will give you that fourth canto. And I think it is the 18th chapter or something like that. One second. Yeah, so see, in the previous verse it mentioned, no, that this knowledge has to be read over and over again. So this is what we are actually trying to do. Because even Bhagavatam also, although I am reading for the third time, but, you know, I don't remember things. One second. Okay. Yeah, so this is 19th chapter, Madhuri. Fourth canto, 19th chapter. King Prithu's 100 horse sacrifices. And then the 20th chapter also, Lord Vishnu's appearance in the sacrificial arena of Prithu Maharaj. And 18th, it begins with 18th chapter.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yeah. So you can go through that, Madhuri. These three chapters, you can go through it. One second. Let me just confirm this once again. Yeah. So especially this 19th chapter, Madhuri. So, you know, you can read that. You can read that 19th chapter and the 20th chapter.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, anyway, I think there will be examples like this in other cantos and other chapters also. But because I am just going through it now, So I just immediately related to that. Okay, all right. So next verse.
90.
Yeah, so there are only two verses remaining. Yeah. Okay, so you can go through it, Mataji. 94 and
95. 94. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Advaitati Bhakta Vrinda. चिरेधरि सभर चरण स्वरूप रूप सनातन रघुना तेरा श्री चरण दूलि करोल मष्टके भूषण श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु नित्यानंद लॉर्ड नित्यानंद प्रभु अद्वैत आदि भक्त वृंद एज वेल एज पर्सनालिटीज लाइक अद्वैत आचार्य एंड ऑल द डिवोटीज शिरे ऑन माय हेड दारी टेकिंग सभर ऑफ ऑल चरण द लोटस फीट स्वरूप शिला स्वरूप दामोदर गोस्वामी रूप शिल रूप गोस्वामी सनातन शिल सनातन गोस्वामी रघुनाथ तेरा ऑफ शिल रघुनाथ गोस्वामी श्री चरण द लोटस फीट धूली डस्ट करण आई डू मस्तके ऑन माय हेड भूषण डेकोरेशन According to the Parampara system, I wish to take the dust from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu and all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Swarup Dhamodar, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. I wish to take the dust of their lotus feet upon my head. In this way, I wish to be blessed with their mercy. 95 Panayandra Agnyadhana Pachira Vaishnava Gana Vandon Tandra Mukhya Haridas Chaitanya Vilasa Sindhu Kolo Lera Eka Bindu Tara Kanha Kahi Krishna Dasa Pana Geti Yandra Dos Nyadhana Order Vajrera of Vrindavan Vaishnava Gana All the Vaishnavas Vandon, I worship Tandra of them, Mukhya, the chief, Haridas, Haridasa, Chaitanya Vilasa Sindhu of the ocean of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Kololera Eka Bindu, one drop of one lake, Tara of it, Pana, a particle only, Kahe describes Krishnadasa, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. Receiving orders from the above authorities and the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan, especially from Haridas, the priest of Govindaji, I, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, have tried to describe one small particle of one drop of one wave of the ocean of the pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus ends the Bhakti Vedanta purpose to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, second chapter, describing the aesthetic manifestation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah, so here see again at the end also Krishna Goswami is saying receiving orders from the above authorities and the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan, especially from Haridas, the priest of Govindaji, as Krishna Goswami has tried to describe. So it is not just that he is following the instruction of his guru only, but because he has received his order from other authorities and senior Vaishnavas, and especially from one more representative of the Lord, who is the priest of Govindavi deities. That's why he wrote this Chaitanya Charitamrita. So here again, you know, we see throughout Godlila also how much important it is for the devotees to worship other devotees and to follow the authorities and to please the authorities. We can see continuously in Godlila throughout. So so this is very important. Yeah, see, that is the reason one time Radhanath Maharaj was mentioning that in Kali Yuga, it is probably much more easier to perform austerities, to go into the Himalayas, perform austerities, and then to also to sacrifice a lot of things. It's very easy. All these things are probably very easy, but to cooperate with others, that is the most difficult thing in Kali Yuga. So this particular cooperation is what is ISKCON all about. As Prabhupada said at the end that the way you cooperate with each other is the way you show your love for me. So this cooperation spirit has to be kept intact forever. Otherwise, ISKCON will also start having divisions. And obviously it has happened in the past. It's happening now also. But if you want to keep ISKCON unified, then this cooperation spirit will have. Now, Prabhupada also said that, you know, there will be different opinions, there will be disagreements, which is natural. But still, everyone should cooperate, which means that finally, the GBC, whatever majority of the GBC they say, others, they may like it or they may not like it. They agree for a higher purpose, to please Prabhupada and to continue and expand the movement. So this principle is a natural outcome of our devotion. So see, like, we may be able to perform bhakti, we may be able to chant, we may be able to increase our round, or increase our hearing, or increase our reading, or increase our service. But unless and until we reach this conclusion that finally now we have to submit to an authority, it is not possible that we'll be able to make the maximum advancement or the pinnacle of the advancement. It can only be achieved when we surrender and submit, finally. So all these devotional activities we are doing, it should finally make us realize and understand that we have to submit now. Or at least cooperate. Let's not talk about surrender or submissiveness or whatever, but at least cooperate with the authorities. So even though we may feel strongly that they are not right in certain things, or you may oppose that, but because if they are representatives of the Guru, the GBC, then we have to follow that. Unless and until, you know, the GBC rectifies the situation. So we have to follow. Like, you know, there is also example of Radha himself. You know, when he was in US, you know, he was conducting cooking classes. And through that, he was able to preach a lot. So then some senior devotees felt that, you know, he's becoming very influential. And if he stays here, then probably he will influence the people to such a degree that everyone will follow him instead of us. So what they did, they sent Radhanath Maharaj to, immediately they actually asked him to leave from there and they sent him to Mumbai. Now Maharaj, very humbly, he accepted the order of the authorities because they were senior devotees. So he accepted their orders. He did not rebel, or he did not, you know, he was not thinking that why they are sending me, I am doing so much for them. And then obviously, you know, it like for us, it feels that they are doing a lot of industries because we are giving our efforts and everything, and then the result is also coming. And when the result is coming, we are asking. So that is extremely, for us, it is very unjustified. But Maharaj was not thinking like that. His vision was different. He just thought that, okay, I am given opportunity somewhere else, so let me try here. And see what is the result now. In Mumbai, Maharaj has created such an amazing, wonderful community of devotees. Such a huge congregation he has created, which he did not do anywhere else in the world. So Maharaj always, whenever some decision was taken about him, he accepted that. And, you know, because he always thought that they are giving me opportunity, he never thought in a negative way. He always took it positively, always. That is the reason why he is so successful till now. So this is the story or a example of any great personality. Whoever is successful in ISKCON, they have undergone a lot of struggles. They have undergone a lot of challenges. They have undergone a lot of unjustified situations, but still they accepted it in a positive way. That's why they are so successful. Okay. So with this, we have finished the second chapter, and we can also start the third chapter. Once again. Yeah, okay. So, you have any comments or questions about the second chapter?
So, in that is okay. Giving the synopsis, right? He's just giving the synopsis in the second chapter.
Right, yeah. Okay. I would be Antalila. Okay, so next chapter 3. Lord Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stay at the house of Advaita Acharya. Okay, Mother, you can read.
Okay. Chapter 3. In this Amrita Paravana Bhashya, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur gives the following summary of the third chapter. After accepting the sannyas order at Katva, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu travelled continuously for 3 days in Radhavish, and by the trick of Nityananda Prabhu eventually came to the western side of Shantipura. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was induced to believe that the river Ganges was Yamuna. When he was worshipping the sacred river, Advaita Prabhu arrived in the boat, and Advaita Prabhu asked him to take his bath in the Ganges and took him to his Advaita's house. All the Navadvip devotees along with his mother Sachidevi came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This house was located at Shantipura. Mother Sachidevi cooked for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, and at that time there were many joking exchanges between Advaita Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. In the evening there was a mass sankirtan at the house of Advaita Prabhu, and Mother Sachidevi gave Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's permission to leave. She requested him to make Jagannath Puri Neelachala his headquarters. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu granted his mother's request and followed by Nityananda, Mukunda, Jagadananda and Damodara left Shantipura. Bidding farewell to Mother Sachidevi, they all proceeded towards Jagannath Puri, following the path of Chatrabhoga. Text 1. Nyasam vidayutra pranayutta gora vrindavanam gantumana brahmaya radhe brahmam shantipurim avitva kalasa bhakte iha tam nato asmi. Nyasam, the regular ritualistic ceremonies of the sannyasa order, vidhaya, after accepting, utpranaya, arousal of intense love for Krishna, atha, thus, gaura, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, vrindavanam, to vrindavanam, gantu manaha, thinking of going, brahmat, apparently by mistake, yahu, radhe, in the tract of land known as Radha, brahman, wandering, santipuram, to shantipura, Avitva going, Lalasa enjoyed, Bhaktaha with the devotees, Iha your thumb up to him. Natasmi, I offer the respectful obeisances. After accepting the sannyas order of life, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of intense love for Krishna, wanted to go to Vrindavan, but apparently by mistake he wandered in the Radha Desh. Later he arrived at Shantipura and enjoyed himself there with his devotees. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya, all glories, Sri Chaitanya, to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jaya, all glories, Nityananda, to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Jaya, all glories, Advaita Chandra, to Sri Chaitanya, to Advaita Goshana, Jaya, all glories, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Prabhu, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord of Chaitanya, headed by Srivas. Chabisa Vatsara Sesa Hai Magha Masa Tara Shukla Pakshe Prabhu Karila Sanyasa. Chabisa, 24, Vatsara of the year, Sesa at the end. A that Magha Masa, the month of Magha, January, February, Tara of that Shukla Pakshe, in the waxing period of the moon, Prabhu the Lord Karila accepted Sannyasa order of life. At the end of 24 years in the month of Magha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the Sannyasa order during the waxing period of the moon. Sanyasa Kari Prema Vela Chalila Vrindavana Radha Deshatena Dhina Kalila Brahmana. Sanyasa Kari, after accepting the Sanyasa order, Prema Aveshe, in the intense love for Krishna, Chalila proceeded Vrindavan towards Vrindavan Dhamma, Radha Desh, in the tract of land known as Radha, Dhina Dhina, continuously for 3 days. Karila did. Brahmana wandering. After accepting sannyas order, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of intense love for Krishna, started for Vrindavan. However, he mistakenly wandered about in the trance continuously for 3 days in the tract of land known as Radhadesh. The word Radhadesh comes from the word Rashtra or state. From Rashtra, the corrupted word Radha has come. The part of Bengal on the western side of the Ganges is known as Radhadesh. Another name is Pondradesh or Pendo Desh. The word Pendo is a corrupted form of the word Pondra. It appears that the capital of Rashtra Desha was situated in that part of Bengal.
Okay. Ek shloke padi Prabhu bhage rave Brahmite pavitra kaila sarvaradha deshe. Ek shloke this was padi reciting Prabhu the Lord Bhagera of ecstasy Avesh in the condition Brahmite wandering pavitra purified kaila did sarvaradha deshe or of tract of land known as Radhadesh. Passing through the tract of land known as Radhadesh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited the following verse in ecstasy. Etam sastaya paramatmanishtam adhyasitam purvatam er mahadhi aham tarishyami durantaparam tamo mukundangri nishalveyaiva. Etam this such astaya being completely fixed in for atmanishtam devotion to the Supreme Person Krishna adhyasitam worshipped Purvatama by previous Mahadhi Acharyas, Aham I Tarishyami shall cross over Duranta Param, the insurmountable Tama, the ocean of nescience, Mukunda Angri of the lotus feet of Punda, Saveya, the worship, Eva certainly. As the Brahmana from Avanti Day said, I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of nescience by being firmly fixed in the service of lotus feet of Krishna. This was approved by the previous Acharyas who were fixed in firm devotion to the Lord Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In connection with this verse, there is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says that of the 64 items required for entering devotional service, acceptance of the symbolic marks of sannyas is a regulative principle. If one accepts the sannyas order, his main business is to devote his life completely to the service of Mukunda Krishna. If one does not completely devote his mind and body to the service of Lord, he does not actually become a sannyasi. It is not simply a matter of changing dress. In Bhagavad Gita, it is illustrated, Anashrita karma phalam karyam karma karoti yasa sannyasi cha yogi cha. One who works devotedly for the satisfaction of Krishna is a sannyasi. The dress is not sannyas, but the attitude of service to Krishna is. The word paratma nishta means being a devotee of Lord Krishna. Paratma, the Supreme Person is Krishna, Ishvara, Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. Those who are completely dedicated to the lotus feet of Krishna in service are actually sannyasi. As a matter of formality, the devotee accepts the sannyas dress as previous Acharyas did. He also accepts the tridanda. Later, Vishnu Swami considered that accepting the dress of tridandi was Paratma Nishta. Therefore, sincere devotees add another danda, the Jiva danda, the 3 existing dandas. The Vaishnava sannyasi is known as tridandi sannyasi. The Mayavadi sannyasi accepts only one danda, not understanding the meaning of tridanda. Later, many persons in the community of Shiva Swami gave up the Atmanishta, devotional service of the Lord, and followed the path of Shankaracharya. Instead of accepting 108 names, those in the Shiva Swami Sampradaya follow the path of Shankaracharya and accept the 10 names of sannyas. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the then existing order of sannyas, namely 8 danda, he still recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam about the trident of sannyas accepted by the Brahmana of Avantipura. Indirectly, he declared that within that 8 danda, 1 danda of 4 dandas existed as one. Accepting Ekadanda Sannyas without Paratmanishta, devotional service to Lord Krishna, is not acceptable to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In addition, according to the exact regulatory principles, one should add the Jiva Danda to the Pray Danda. These four dandas bound together are symbolic of unalloyed devotional service to the Lord. Because the sannyas of the Mayavad school are not devoted to the service of Krishna, they try to merge into Brahman effulgence, which is a marginal position between material and spiritual existence. They accept this impersonal position as liberation. Mayavadi sannyas is not knowing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a tridandi. Think of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as an eight-dandi sannyasi. This is due to their vivartha, bewilderment. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no such thing as eight-dandi sannyasi. Indeed, the tridandi sannyasi is accepted as a symbolic representation of the sannyas order. By citing this verse from Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the sannyas order recommended in Srimad Bhagavatam. The Mayavadi sannyasis who are enamored of the external energy of the Lord cannot understand the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To date, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu following in his footsteps accept the sannyas order and keep the sacred thread and tuft of unshaved hair. The ignorant sannyasis of the Mayavadi school give up the sacred thread and do not keep any tuft of hair. Therefore, they are unable to understand the purport of Tridanda sannyas, and as such, they are not inclined to dedicate their lives to the service of Mukunda. They simply think of merging into the existence of Brahman because of their disgust with material existence. The acharyas who advocate the Daiva Varnashram, the social order of Chaturvarnyam mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, do not accept the proposition of Asura Varnashram, which maintains that the social order of Varna is indicated by birth. The most intimate devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, namely the Radha Pandit, accepted Tridanda Sannyas and also accepted Madhav Upadhyay as his Tridanda Sannyasi disciple. It is said that from this Madhavacharya, the sampradaya known as Western India, as the Vallabhacharya sampradaya has begun. Srila Gopal Bhatt Goswami, who is known as the Smriti Acharya in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, later accepted the Tridanda in order from Tridanda Prabhupada. The Tridanda Sannyas is not distinctly mentioned in the Gaudiya Vaishnava literature. The first word of Rupa Goswami's Upadesha Amrit advocates that one should accept the Tridanda Sannyas order by controlling the six forces. Vacha Vegam Manasakrodha Vegam Jiva Vegam Udara Pasta Vegam Etan Vegan Yo Vishahate Dita Sarvam Apimam Prithvim Shishyat. One who can control the forces of speech, mind, anger, belly, tongue and genitals is known as a Goswami and is competent to accept disciples all over the world. The followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never accepted the Mayavad order of sannyas, and for this they cannot be blamed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Srila Swami, who was a tridandi sannyasi, but the Mayavadi sannyasi. So sannyasi is not understanding Sri Swami, sometimes saying that Sri Swami belonged to the Mayavad eight-dandi sannyas community. Actually, this was not the case. Okay, any comment or question, Madhavi? Okay. Next.
Text 7. Prabhu kahi sadhu e bhikshura vachana mukunda sevana vrata phala nirdharana. Prabhu kahi, the Lord said, sadhu, very much purified, this bhikshura of the mendicant vachana words, mukunda, Lord Krishna, sevana vrata, decision to serve, Kaila Madhe Nirdharana indication. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved the purport of this verse on account of the determination of the mendicant devotee to engage in the service of Lord Mukunda. He gave his approval of this verse, indicating that it was very good. Paratmalishta Matra Vishesha Dharana Mukunda Sevaya Haya Samsara Dharana Paratma Nishta Matra, only for the determination to serve Krishna. Vesha Dharana, changing the dress, Mukunda Sevaya, by serving Mukunda, higher there is samsara dharana, liberation from this material bondage. The real purpose of accepting sannyasa is to dedicate oneself to the service of Mukunda. By serving Mukunda, one can actually be liberated from the bondage of material existence. In this connection, Sri Abhirva Mangala Thakur says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the sannyas order and recommended the determination of Avantipura Bhikshu to engage in the service of Mukunda. He accepted the Brahmana's version due to his determination to serve Mukunda. The sannyasa dress is actually an attraction for the material formality. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like such formality, but he wanted the essence of it, service to Mukunda. Such determination is, in any condition, is Paratmanishta, that is required. The conclusion is that the sannyasa order depends not on the dress, but the determination to serve Mukunda.
Vasya sitting. After accepting the sannyas order, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to Vrindavan and engage himself wholly and solely in the service of Mukunda in a solitary place. Etavali chale Prabhu Premon Madhira Chinna Dikka Vidikyana Nahi Krivaratri Dina. Etavali saying this, chale Prabhu, the Lord began to proceed. Premon Madhira Chinna, the symptom of ecstatic love, Vidikyana, knowledge of the right direction or wrong direction, nahi, there is not, kibba, whether ratri, dina, night or day. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was en route to Vrindavan, all the expressions became manifest. I thought the direction was going to be whether it was day or night. Nityananda Ratna Mukunda Tina Jana Prabhu Pache Pache Tine Karena Gamana. Nityananda Prabhu, Acharya Ratna, Chandrasekhara, Mukunda and Mukunda, Tina Jana, three persons, Prabhu, Pache, Pache, following the Lord, Tina, all three of them, Karina, Gamana, go. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, Nityananda Prabhu, Chandrasekhara and Prabhu, Mukunda followed him. Ye Prabhu, Dekhe, Sese, Loka, Prema, Veshe, Hari, Bale, Kande, Dukkha, Soka, those persons, Prem Avesh, in the ecstasy of love, Hari Bale, exclaim Hari, Khande, pass over Dukkha Shok, all kinds of material unhappiness and lamentation. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through Radhadesh, whoever saw him in ecstasy exclaimed Hari, Hari, as he chanted this with the Lord, all the unhappiness of material existence diminished. Gopa Bharat sab Prabhu ke dekhiya, Hari Hari Bali Dake Ucha Kariya. Gopa Balak sab, all the coward boys, Prabhu ke dekhiya, sing the Lord, Hari Hari Bali, vibrating the sounds, Hari Hari Dake, shout, Ucha Kariya, loudly. All the coward boys who saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passing joined with him and began to shout loudly, Hari Hari. Sunita Sabara Nikata Gila Sur Hari Bala Bala Bale Sabara Sire Hasta Dhari. Suni, hearing Sabara, all of them, Nikata near Gila went, Harish Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bala Bala, go on speaking. Sabara, all of them, Sire Hasta Dhari, keeping his hand on their heads. When he heard all the coward boys also chanting, he approached them, put his hand on their heads and said, go on chanting like that. Te sabara stuti kare tumara bhagyavana kritartha karile more sunan harinama. Te sabara, all of them, stuti kare chaitanya mahaprabhu, praise the behavior. Tumara, you bhagyavan, fortunate, kritartha, successful, Karile, you have made more to me, Sunana, by chanting Harinam, the holy name of Lord Hari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus blessed all them all, saying they were all fortunate. In this way he praised them, and he felt very successful because they chanted the holy name of Lord Hari. Guptata sabake ani Thakura Nityananda Sikhaya sabakare Kariya Prabandha. Gupte, in confidence, ta sabake unto all the our boys, ani taking them Thakur Nityananda, Nityananda Thakur, Sikhaya instructed sabakare all of them Kariya Prabandha by making a reasonable story. What is in confidence telling a reasonable story? Nityananda instructed them as follows. Vrindavana Patra Prabhu Puchena Tomare Patra Tome Tanare Vrindavana Patra, the part to Vrindavan Prabhu, the Lord Puchena inquiries Tomare from you, Gangatira, Patra, the part on the bank of Ganges, at that time, Dekhaya, Pisho, Tanare, him. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks you about the path to Vrindavan, please show him the path on the bank of the Ganges instead. Tabe Prabhu Puchilena Suna Shishugana Kaha Dekhi Kon Pathe Yaba Vrindavana Shishu Sabha Ganga Tira Patha Dekhaila Se Pathe Avesha Prabhu Gamana Karila. Tabe, thereafter Prabhu, the Lord, Puchilena inquired, Suna here, Shishugana, O boys, Kaha Dekhi, please tell me, Kon Pate, which way, Yabo, I shall go, Vrindavan to Vrindavan, Shishu, the boys, Sabotal, Dangatira, Patha, the path on the bank of the Ganges, Vikhaila showed, say that Pate on the path, Avesh, in ecstasy, Prabhu, the Lord, Gamana Karila. When the coward boys were questioned by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the path to Vrindavan, the boys showed him the path on the bank of the Ganges, and the Lord went that way in ecstasy. Acharya Ratnere Kare Nityananda Gosai Shidraya Tumi Advaita Acharya Rathani. Acharya Ratnera to Chandrasekhar Acharya Kare said Nityananda Gosani, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Shidra immediately Yaha Ko Tumi Advaita Acharya Kani to the place of Advaita Acharya. As the Lord proceeded along the bank of the Ganges, Nityananda Prabhu requested Acharya Ratna Chandrasekhar Acharya to go immediately to the house of Advaita Acharya. Prabhu Yaba Ami Tanhara Mandire Savadhana Rahena Yena Naukra Lena Tire. Prabhu Laya, taking the Lord Yaba, shall go Ami I Tanhara of him Mandire to the house. Savadhana very carefully Rahena, let him stay Yena there. Nauka both Lana taking Tire on the bank. Tanam Goswami told him, I shall take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the bank of the Ganges of Shantipur. Advaita Acharya should carefully stay there on shore with the boat. Tade navajita tumi kariya gamana sachi saha lana aisa sabha bhakta gana tabe thereafter navdeep tumi you kariya should go gamana going sachi saha mother sachi lana taking along aisa come back sabha bhakta gana all the devotees. After that Nityananda continue I should go to Advaita Acharya's house and you should go to navdeep and return with Mother Sachi and all other devotees. Tandre Pathaya Nityananda Mahashaya Mahaprabhu Raage Ashi Dilapadichaya. Tandre him Pathaya sending Nityananda, Lord Nityananda Mahashaya, the great personality Mahaprabhu Ra of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Age in front Ashi coming Dila gave Paricha introduction. After seeing Acharya Ratna to the house of sending Acharya Ratna to the house of Advaita Acharya, Nityananda went before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave notice of his coming. Prabhu kahe Shripada Tomara Kota ke Gamana Shripada kahe Tomara Sangeya Bhavrindavana. Prabhu kahe had inquired Shripada, sir, Tomara of you Kota ke where Gamana going. Shripad Kahe, Tandu replied, Tomorrow you, Sangha with Baba, I shall go towards Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy and he asked where Nitanto was going. Then replied with him towards Vrindavan. Prabhu kahe kate dure ache Vrindavana, teno kahe na kare ye yamuna dareshana. Prabhu kahe, the Lord replied, kate dure, how far ache dare Vrindavan now. Teno kahe na, he replied, just to this Yamuna river dash. When the Lord asked Nitanto how far it was to Vrindavan, Nitanto replied, just see, here is the river Yamuna. Itabali anila tandre ganga sani jane, avesha prabhura hela ganga ra yamuna jnane. Itabali saying this, anila idwad tandre him ganga sani jane, near the Ganges, avesha next to the prabhura of the Lord, Naila, there was Gangera of the Ganges, yamuna jnane, acceptance as the river Yamuna. In Nitanto took my Mahaprabhu near the Ganges, and the Lord in ecstasy accept the river Ganges as the river Yamuna. Aho Bhagya Yamune re Pailunda Reshana Itabali Punara Karena Stavana. Aho Bhagya, my great fortune, Yamunare of the river Yamuna. Pailun have gotten darshan of vision. Itabali, after saying this, Yamunara of the river Yamuna Karena does Stavana praising. The Lord said, oh, what great fortune. Now I have seen the river Yamuna. I was thinking the Ganges to be Yamuna. Nitanto Mahaprabhu began to offer prayers to it. Ananda Bhanu Sadananda Suno, Para Prema Patri Dravatam Magetri, Aghanam Lavitri Jagatche Madhatri, Avitri Kriya Novapurmitra Putri. Chit Ananda Bhano of the direct manifestation of spiritual energy and this Sada always Nanda Suno of the Son Bharananda. Para Prema Patri, the giver of the highest love, Drava Brahma Gatri, composed of the water of the world. Agha Nama of all sins and offenses, Lavitri, the Jagat Shema Dhatri, the performer of everything auspicious for the world, Pavitri Kriyat, kindly purify Naha Vapuha, existence, Mitra Putri, the daughter of the Sun God. O River Yamuna, you are the blissful spiritual water that gives love to the son of Nand Maharaj. You are the same as the spiritual world, so you can vanquish all our offenses and the sinful reactions incurred in life. You are the creator of all auspicious things for the world, O daughter of the Sun God. Kindly purify us by your pious activities. This was recorded in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Nataka by Kavi. Okay, Madhavi, so you can read the two next verses. And we will continue next week.
Okay. Text 29. Etabali namaskare kaila ganga stana eka kaupena nahi dvitiya paridhana. Etabali namaskare, offering of the senses, kaila did ganga stana bathing in the Ganges eka kaupena, only one piece of underwear. Nahi, there was not. Vitiya, second, the Paridhana garment. After reciting this mantra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered obeisances and took his bath in the Ganges. At that time, he had only one piece of underwear, for there was no second garment. Ena kali Acharya Bhushani Naka Te Chatinam Aila Nutana Kupina Bari Vasalana. Henak Kale, at that time, Acharya Gosani, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, Nauka Techadina, on the board of boat, Kaila reached there, Nutana, new, Kopina, underwear, Bahir Vasta, outer garments, Prana, breathing. While Sri Chaitanya Prabhu was standing there without a second garment, Sri Advaita Acharya arrived in a boat, bringing with him new underwear and external garments.
Okay, so because it's late, so we can just stop now. Yes. Any comment or question, Madhavi? Okay, all right. So thank you for joining. Probably we'll have class on Monday or Tuesday. So I will let you know, Madhavi. Will you be available?
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay, so I will because one day I might have to probably travel, so maybe our things there. I will update you, Madhuri.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Madhuri, for joining.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.